This is Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, USU style. While some celebrations are held in homes, others in brick and stone-lined plazas, here we are gathered in a ballroom. Booths line the walls where vibrant colored flowers, candles, and favorite foods are on display. An altar in honor of a loved one passed.
The altar, you put it up and it has three tiers, and the tiers represent like the different things of the person. So the bottom just has flowers, candles, just really simple things that almost every altar has. And it has a lot of different color. And then the second tier contains anything that resembles them. And then the third tier is the picture.
Chuy Garcia coordinated the event along with the Latino Student Union, Native American Council, Love is for Everyone, and the Polynesian Club. They see this as one way to respect mothers, fathers, aunts and uncles, even siblings who have passed away. They believe that this event can bring together different cultures.
It's just all about that. It's celebrating the person's life, it's celebrating the person's memories. You're doing it in honor of them, and so that's of the culture that we're trying to show and educate people on.
Near the front of the room, there's a wall where you can post notes or share a thought. Next to the wall, there's a group of face painters.
They're painting half your face to look like a skull. What it resembles is when the spirit of the person that you are remembering, what it does is that spirit is being invited through your altar, bringing their spirit to the living world. That spirit doesn't know the difference between the dead world and the living world. And so why people paint half their face is to show they're still living, but they honor the dead.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Robinson.